You know, the devil is real. He is not pretend. And the thing he wants to do most of all is pull you and me away from God. He does not want us to love God. But God loves us so much that he wants us to love him, and he gives us protection. And that's what we're talking about today. Paul, who wrote the words in the Bible that we're talking about, he says God gives us six things, and Paul called it God's armor. Now, I think maybe he did that because we're fighting the devil. But another reason, when Paul looked out his window, he saw Roman soldiers. And he thought, look at their armor. They've got helmets and breastplates and swords and spears. That protects them. And God protects us. So the first thing he gives us is the truth. Now, you can tell what I colored where the truth Paul put it. Paul says it was the belt of truth. Can you see that blue belt? Now, the devil does not tell the truth. He can't. He lies all the time. But God always tells the truth. And the truth is, God loves you and me. Now, the second thing God gives us is righteousness. Wow, that's a big word. Think of being right. Paul calls it our body armor. Can you see where it is? Where is that? Where do you wear that? Right here, right on your chest, right over your heart. Now, the devil wants your heart to be sad, so he tells you all the time how bad you are and reminds you of the bad things you do. But God, he says you're good and you're right because Jesus paid for your sins. Now, the third thing, what's colored here? The what? Oh, down lower. What about me? Shoes, the shoes. They help you walk places to tell people about the good news of Jesus. And that good news brings us peace, which is a third thing Paul says God gives us. Now, the fourth is faith, and that's believing God. Can you see what part's colored? What is that thing over there? What do you think, Sam? Yeah, shield. Paul calls it the shield of faith. So when the devil kind of shoots those lies that are kind of like arrows at us, if we hold up our faith, it'll protect us and we'll believe God, what he says. Now, the fifth thing God gives us is salvation. It's another big word. It just means God saves us. Where is the part of the armor this time? Yeah, on your head, it's the helmet. Paul calls it the helmet. And that protects our mind from doubting that Jesus' death on the cross saves us. So that's our helmet of salvation. The final thing God gives us is his word. What's colored this time? What is it? The sword. Yeah, James, the sword. Paul calls that the sword of the Spirit. And it's the only thing we actually get to fight with. And it's God's word. That's what we fight the devil with. That's why we learn those memory verses downstairs, so that we can fight the devil. Now, Paul says that we are to put on all of God's armor, because then we'll stand strong. And when we have on God's armor, it's his power, God's power, that protects us. I have a picture like this for you, but I'll give it to you after we pray, okay? Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for giving us all we need to protect us from the devil. We love you. Amen.